today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word Radio. What a joy it is to have you join us today. We're continuing a Bible study about why Jesus came to this world. We began in John chapter 6 last week, and you can go back and hear those earlier messages at our website at considerhisword.org. While you're there, you can click on the Contact Us list. We'd love to hear from you and know where you're hearing our broadcast today. So send us a note. You can do it through the website. Again, considerhisword.org. Or you can go to our Facebook page. Just look us up under Consider His Word. You can also email me directly at considerhisword.radio@gmail.com. But you know, it's interesting that most of the responses that we get is through the regular mail. Go figure. We'd love to hear from you either way. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Radio, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give you that to you one more time. Consider His Word Radio Ministry, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, PMB 40 or Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. We were talking about why did Jesus come and the many different responses that people might give. But we're also looking at exactly what the Scripture says. Jesus said that I am come for these reasons. And he said this several times. In fact, he said it 7 or 8 times. Now, we're just going to look at a few of them. Some that I think are especially important for us to understand and know that Jesus told us why he came. Today, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 9. At least we're going to start in Matthew chapter 9. It's a great account there that we're going to be looking at. But I want to remind you also that Jesus said in Luke chapter 19 in verse 10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." He said very specifically, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, what I want to do today is go back and look at the context in which Jesus said those words. He told us very specifically, I came for this reason, to seek and to save that which was lost. But let it put it into its correct scene. I want to go to Matthew chapter 9. If you have a Bible, I would encourage you to join us in the Scripture today as we look at these verses of Scripture and continue our study on why Jesus came. We're going to begin Matthew chapter 9, beginning in verse 9. The Bible says, "And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him at his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, Why do we, the Pharisees, fast off, but the disciples fast not? Jesus said to them, Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. Now, especially, I want you to see the setting of all of this. The Bible said that Jesus came to Matthew. He had been up near Capernaum and had been healing people there and doing ministry there. And as he was going through the seats, he saw this man. The Bible says that he was sitting at the seat of custom. Now, what that was is Matthew, as many of you know, was a tax collector. Now, I want you to think about this for a minute. What if somebody walked up to you, maybe you were in the mall or maybe in the grocery store or someplace that you generally go to, and somebody walked up to you and said, Follow me. Would you go with them? I suppose it would depend on who it was, and wondered what maybe they look like and how they said it and a number of things like that. I believe that Matthew had probably seen Jesus at some point and knew who he was and knew something about them. But you see, more than that, Matthew knew about himself. You see, he was a tax collector. I believe in many ways, except for a few friends that he had, he was a man that many people hated. You see, in the Bible, during the Bible time, these tax collectors would contract with the Roman government to collect taxes for the Romans. And for that reason, many of the Jews saw them as a sellout, first of all, that they had signed up with the Romans and had contracted with the Romans to collect taxes for them. But also, these tax collectors were known thieves. They could collect whatever tax they wanted. Perhaps they would, let's say, for example, and I'm just using this as an example. These are not real numbers in Bible time, but let's say that the tax collectors or the Romans had told the collectors, I want you to collect $10 for every person. Yet when you walk by the tax collector, he would say, Hey, you owe me $20. You need to pay taxes, $20. He would put $10 in his pocket and give the other $10 to the Romans. The Romans didn't care as long as they were getting their money. And so these tax collectors were despised and hated by people. And yet Jesus, knowing this, Matthew knowing this, Jesus walked up to him and said, Follow me. Now it's interesting because we don't know exactly what happened except this. In the very next scene, Jesus is at a house filled with these tax collectors, and the Bible uses the word sinners. It's interesting how the scripture, and particularly the Pharisees, put them into different categories. Once you look at verse 10, you see the company he comes to. The Bible says it came to pass as Jesus sat at meat. That means he was sitting down to eat. Behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. So here Jesus is having supper with these publicans and Pharisees. And then, of course, he had his critics. Always there. You know, we'll always have our critics. I know I have my critics, and I'm sure you have yours. Don't feel left out. Jesus had his too. And those Pharisees were standing by saying, Look at that. Look at who he's hanging out with. He's eating with those publicans and those sinners. He could have been eating with us because the Bible says, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yet they were looking at him and criticizing him because of who he was sitting with and who he was there with. And this is when Jesus then said to him, beginning, going to pick up in verse 12, Jesus said, When Jesus heard that, He said to them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. In other words, those who are well don't need the doctor. But the people who are sick, they need to go see the doctor. And then Jesus said in verse 13, he said, but go ye and learn what that meaneth. I have mercy and not sacrifice. And then he said, I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Jesus came to seek and to save people who were lost and bring them to the Father, to reconcile people to God. That day when he was sitting there with those publicans and sinners, he was ministering to them. And don't you know, the Pharisees understood when Jesus said, I didn't come to call the righteous, that they knew he was talking about them. And so he's basically telling, I didn't come for you. I came for these people to reconcile people to God. He is still doing that today. The Bible says that we're all sinners, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because of that sin, we are separated from God. And we need God. And Jesus came to reconcile us to God, to put us back together with him. Very quickly, I want to look at one other verse of Scripture over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning in verse 18. The Bible says, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given us a ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. Do you realize that Jesus came for you? And if you do not know Christ as your Savior, he is seeking you today. We read last week in John 1, where the Bible says that he came to his own people, and they received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God. Are you a child of God? If not, Jesus is seeking you today. Won't you answer his call? God bless you. Join us next week when once again we open the Scripture and consider his word.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.